Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. God, I was thinking around for names for this show. What should I name it? And I thought, I got an idea. My name's Bart Winkler. How about the Bart Winkler Show? And we tested it with focus groups. They all hated it, mainly because they hated me. But we realized it makes the most sense. So the Bart Winkler Show it is. Carlos Ortiz alongside. We got Pat Boyle on the updates tonight, and we've got room for you. The phone number at the Infinity Sports Network Ranch is 888-710 for ISN, 888-710-4476. I mentioned something at the beginning of last hour about Doc Rivers, and I thought it was great because it went right along with what I've been saying a lot about LeBron James. LeBron James, 4-6 record in the finals, I believe it is, and Jordan, 6-0. It works out that Jordan never lost an NBA finals. Also never had to go to a game 7 in an NBA finals, another feather in his cap. But he's lost in the Eastern Conference finals before. But that doesn't count because it's not a finals. Had he got to a finals and lost, it would have counted, but he lost prior to the finals, so it doesn't count. With LeBron, I've always thought that the 6 losses are a little magnified because there were some that he had no business winning. The Warriors teams, once they got Durant, that first team with the 2007 Cavs. So I thought he's getting penalized for getting to a spot where he wasn't even expected to get. And I've always thought that, and I've talked about that. You may have heard me say it, but I never really heard anybody say that's a good point or I agree with you. And then here comes Doc Rivers, who in an article at andscape.com, andscape.com, with Mark Spears, he was asked, how do you deal with all the criticism you've received from the media and on social media for losing 3-1 series leads 4 times? And Doc said, it is what it is. It's a part of my legacy. There's nothing I can do about it. I got a team that was an 8 seed once to be up 3-1. That's coaching. That's not bad coaching. The one in the bubble got away. People don't realize with the Clippers in 2015, we were an underdog. Chris Paul was running on one leg. So no one tells the real story. It's unfair in some ways. I don't get enough credit for getting the 3 wins. I was like, Doc, what? The thing I'm saying that I thought was brilliant is also what Doc Rivers is saying. He says, what if we lost to Houston? No one cares. One of the things I'm proud of is we've never been swept. My team's achieved, and a lot of them overachieved. So he's saying, yes, I have blown 3-1 leads and 3-2 leads. Yeah, and that's bad. But the fact that we were there to be in that position in the first place is a credit to me and my coaching. Should he get the credit for those 3 wins? Doesn't matter. You didn't get the job done. Job was not completed. Job was not completed. For us Severance fans, if Cold Harbor's at 96%, it's not Lumen's big day. Okay? Not a big, that's not really a spoiler, I don't think. But that made me think, whoa, it's not completed. If you run a marathon and you only make it 24 to the 26.2 miles, you did not run a marathon. You did not run a marathon. You didn't finish a marathon. You ran 24 miles of a marathon. Do you get credit for that? Hey, Bart, really good try. But should you get more credit for running 24 miles than if you just ran 3 and quit? If I run 3 miles and quit, what did I do? I went for a jog. If I ran 24 miles and couldn't make it anymore, do I get credit for how far I got up to that point? Or did I choke? Did I blow it? I guess if Buzz Armstrong and Neil Collins or Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong and Michael Collins, I was so excited that I knew the third guy on that mission.
There were 3 guys?
Michael Collins was the third. And I don't think he ever stepped foot on the moon. I think he went that far and never touched the moon.
Why the hell would you go that far only to just go that far?
Doc Rivers. Did Michael Collins step foot on the moon? Back to AI, guys. I got to know. No. He went all the way up there and didn't step on the moon.
That's so stupid. I mean, I wonder if it went like, hey, guys, can I come too? And Buzz and Neil just looked at each other and said, no. Like, Michael what's the Collins. Reasoning for that?
Michael Collins was the command pilot for Apollo 11. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin went to the surface in the lunar module. Collins remained in lunar orbit. He orbited the moon alone for about 22 hours. Seeing the moon up close. So, did Michael Collins go to the moon? Was Michael Collins... Did he go... I mean, he went to the moon. He didn't touch... He didn't land on the moon.
I love the moon.
I've been in the Denver airport three times, but I've never left the airport. Have I ever been to Colorado? What do you say to that? Does airport count? These are
good questions.
Dynamic questions.
Good question. Because like that's the difference between me being in like 40 states versus like 28.
You got to at least touch on the soil outside. You got to at least go on like, I mean, did I walk on the tarmac? I don't think these were the days where you walked outside and then got up the stairs. Now the plane's all hugging tight next to it. You used to actually walk on the tarmac outside. You would walk and then go up.
I'm going to make a ruling on us now. If you didn't go outside the airport, you did not go there.
I think that's the consensus for most people. Because I've been to the Denver airport, but I've not been to Denver, is what you would say. Isn't this very interesting? Am I expanding the mind a little bit here tonight? That's all I aim to do. You guys think, oh, Bart's just, you know, he wants to get sports off his chest and he wants an audience. Oh, he just wants to crack jokes and entertain, or he just wants to get paid for watching games. None of this is true. What's true is I want to give your brain a workout. They say humans use 10% of our brain. Listeners of the Bart Winkler Show, we're gonna get that to an even 11. Okay. I at least want to provide you with bar topics for the next time you talk to your buddies. Like the last show last week when we talked about if an asteroid was going to kill us in 7 years, how long before you would quit work?
Tomorrow.
but doesn't that expand your mind? And isn't that what we're in the business of? Expanding minds?
That or the entertainment business? Who counts anymore? Yeah, whatever. Whatever is going to get us an award, that's the business we're in.
Yeah, right now the only award we're getting is the Keeping Truckers Awake 2025 award.
I need all you truckers to start go ahead and send in accommodations here.
Yeah. And we thank you for your service. Al is in Milwaukee. He calls at 888-710-4ISN. Al.
Hey, how you doing, Bart? I was originally going to talk about sports, but now I got to feel like I got to talk about asteroids.
Whatever, as long as you're happy with our interaction when you hang up, I don't care what you say.
Well, first off, we'll start with, I'm going to agree with your point, your original point about Jordan being better than LeBron. You got to finish it to get the job done. Nobody remembers Marv Levy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
My second original point was going to be the Bucks' biggest mistake in their recent history was firing Coach Bud. We could have had a whole different timeline if they would have kept Bud around. And then
that's
because
the guy. Okay, I'm going to let you. I want to get back to that, but say your other thing.
Go ahead, Bart.
I just feel like the Bucks in the last few years. So you bring that up because I brought it up because Damian Lillard has blood clots, and I mean, how does he play in the playoffs? We'll see. So he would be out this year. Last year it was Dame and Giannis. The year before that it was Giannis. The year before that it was Middleton. And what the Bucks have been doing is, oh no, we've been hurt and we lost. We got to fire the coach. Oh no, we've been hurt and we lost. We got to trade for Dame. They keep making these reactions when they don't even know like what the experiment was going to look like, because it got messed up with an injury, yet they fire and make trades. So I agreed with you on that point.
Successful franchises have consistency, and we have not had any of that.
Yeah. What else? Do you have another one?
I love what Carlos says about don't trust humans, but then he says if he heard an asteroid was coming, that he's going to quit his job and just... How do you trust the people who told you the asteroid's coming? That's my third point. How do you trust the people that told you the asteroid's coming?
Yeah, we'd have to know with 100% certainty that we were all going to die no matter what.
Then I would
in the hypothetical.
Job. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So I just watched that. That was too out of left field.
All right. Well, that's what we're doing here. It's the final hour of the show, so this is when we unloosen the tie a little bit and, you know, start dancing a little more inebriated.
That's fair enough. It's your show, Bart.
All right. Thanks, Al.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Bart.
Me too, Al. It's your show. That I laugh because I think that's a great, like, I think that's a great, I don't think he meant it as a comeback way, but I think it would be a great comeback way.
The guy is drunk.
It's like, hey, well, this is what we choose to do. Well, it's your show. You do whatever you want. Norville's in Atlanta. We need to settle this, I think. What's up?
If the plane crashes in Denver and you're on that plane and you die in that crash, where did you die?
I died in Denver, Colorado. You're right.
Case closed.
Are you on a plane that's going down? That don't sound good. John's in Colorado. You want to back that up?
Yeah, I was just going to say that if you've gone to somewhere, like the airport or whatever, I think it qualifies because if you go there and, like, say you get in a fight in the terminal and you get arrested, I mean, you're subject to their laws, therefore you've been there. But Michael Collins didn't go to the moon because he never set foot there. It's a little bit different.
Yeah, that's a different one. That's interesting. So I guess I've been to Denver. John, thanks for the call. I guess I've been to Denver. All right. The plane thing's settled. The plane thing's settled.
Not for
Brent
me.
Is in Myrtle Beach. Brent.
I disagree. I've been to Chicago 3 times in the airport, and I don't count that.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's set. What I mean, it's settled. It's mean I don't want to keep taking calls on that.
All right.
Because I don't think I've been to Denver. I've been to the Denver airport.
Yeah.
Or maybe well, I've mean, been unless to
we
di- Denver.
Unless we die.
But I haven't been in Denver. Like, Michael Collins has been to the moon, but he hasn't been on the moon. I love the moon.
Right. Yeah, he's been around the moon in a way we haven't.
If anyone's wondering, if they just tuned in and you're like, why are these guys talking about this? Because of Doc Rivers. I mean, I don't know that that helps, but that's why. All right, Brent, go ahead.
Well, I do think LeBron deserves credit for getting a team to the finals 4 years after he was in high school. That's all I'll say about that, because I think there's plenty of points against him. What I was originally calling about is Mount Everest, because you guys were chatting that up earlier.
We were chatting it up.
I had I went to a lecture and I heard a guy, he was actually the first blind guy to climb Mount Everest, and he climbed it with like a team of people. Mm. And it was kind of interesting just hearing him, because one of the things was, people die all the time doing that. So there's like bodies right off the trails as you make the ascent up the mountain, and they don't remove the bodies because it's really cold and they're not like decomposing, and they're probably not sure that they're not going to add to the camp either. So that's part of it too. And the other point is, coming all the way back down from the summit, I think, is kind of a rite of passage with these people. So, unfortunately, I don't think most people have that golden helicopter that takes them all the way back down to the bottom when they're done.
Because if you go up the mountain, are you going down the exact path that you went up?
I don't totally recollect that. One thing I do remember, though, is that this is not like a regular trail. Like some of the places where you have to get from this part of the mountain to the other part of the mountain, there's like ravines. So you're basically like crawling up and down ladders that are somewhat flat because they don't want you like jumping across like a mountain ravine. So I don't necessarily, yeah, I'm sure there is overlap of coming up and coming down, but there's probably some areas where that's not the case too. And it did kind of strike me as interesting that they basically have these like permanent ladders and some of them are relatively flat where you're basically just crawling across a ladder to get across certain parts of the mountain where it gets like super dangerous.
It's interesting, Brent, thanks for the call, because if you're climbing Mount Everest, a lot of if you're running a race, like I said, a marathon, in your head, there's a lot of thoughts that go in your head. Like, what's it going to be like when I finish? Am I going to finish? How do I get through this? Oh, I feel good. There's a lot of like mental things that take over. And that's got to be the same for climbing Mount Everest. But also, the thoughts in your head, you can like see. Like you're coming up the mountain, and I assume you would see success in people coming back down that have climbed up. But then you would also see failure in the, let's just say, the people that did not get up to the top. Johnny's in Atlanta. Talk to me, Johnny.
What's going on, Bart? You know I'm the biggest Doc Rivers hater. So this Damon Lillard injury is an excuse for him to keep his job because he gonna flame out the playoffs like always. So
the Bucks got together and said, we suck. We need an excuse to keep Doc around. What can we do? Blood clots? Because nobody will question that one. Okay.
No. That wasn't on the Bucks. I'm just saying that was a blessing in disguise for Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers knew he's going to flame out of the playoffs. So he said, okay. So when they do flame out, he's going to blame it on Damon Lillard. Like, hey, my guy was hurt and everything else. Instead of being a real coach, like, can't think of name from Miami. When you have teams, he still went to Eastern Conference Final with Jimmy Butler. You got your best player.
Eric Spoelstra, who's never won a title without LeBron James? Who's never won a title without LeBron James? Are we talking about that great coach?
We're talking about Doc Rivers, who never won a title.
Are people aware that Eric Spoelstra's never won a title without LeBron James or not? I don't know if people were aware.
I don't think Bart is aware that Doc Rivers only won one title, but he had the super teams. He had a power team in L. Clippers, didn't win it. Had a power team in Philly, didn't win it. He won it by the grace of Ray Allen and Kevin Garnett. No, Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett. So Doc Rivers is a overrated coach. Eric Spoelstra, he can still carry it. He still coach a team.
Do people know though that he's never won a title without LeBron James? I just heard that. I don't know if.
Okay. Hey, Bart. How many rings have Doc Rivers have?
One.
All right. How many powerhouse teams has he coached?
He's coached a lot of teams to three wins in a playoff series. I know that.
And how many? And he only won one championship. Can you say
he won one? So does he get credit? He thinks he should get credit for those other teams for getting those three wins in those series. Does he get credit?
No, he does not get credit. You didn't finish, like you said, you didn't finish the job. You had the Clippers. With the Clippers a championship team when he coached?
But he did 84% of the job. It's pretty good.
All right, but was the Clippers a championship team when he coached? It was championship.
Well, no, they didn't win. Yeah.
If you look at the roster, the 76ers was a championship team when he coached it. Look at the roster. They was built to win.
I like what Doc Rivers said. He said, I've never been swept. He's never been swept.
Okay. You anything that makes you feel like you're a top-tier coach, go ahead and say it. But you know you are not a – anything that you can say it anything you want to. And you can say you never won a ring without two Hall of Fame players.
So, yeah.
I'm
all right.
Saying, I'm not.
No, I know. I'm just kind of having fun, Johnny. Appreciate the call. There's been a lot of things that have been addressed here. Asteroid, the moon, marathons, Mount Everest. And it all stems back to Doc Rivers, a quote he gave to Mark Spears, where he says, it's unfair in some ways, the criticism he gets for losing series 3-1, 3-2. He says, I don't get enough credit for getting the three wins. Should he get credit for getting the three wins seven different times in series where he lost with the lead of 3-1 or 3-2? Do you get credit for going 9/10 of the way up the mountain? Do you get credit for running all but the final lap of a marathon? Do you get credit for going to the moon and then not stepping foot on the moon? Should you get credit for going to the NBA Finals with the 2007 Cavs if you then lose the NBA Finals? Again, I wake up in the morning and I want to maybe not know more necessarily, but I want my brain to feel like it's got a good workout that day. And that's what we do here at the Bart Winkler Show, which we will return in a few moments. 888-710-4ISN on the Infinity Sports Network.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show alongside Carlos Ortiz. I am Bar Winkler. Pat Boyle coming up with an update. Getting some interesting discussion all over the map from a quote that Doc Rivers had said. Basically, he was asked about getting criticized for losing 3-1 series leads in the playoffs four different times. And he said he doesn't get enough credit for the three wins. So we're trying to figure out at what point do you get credit for doing something, even if you don't complete it. And I think you don't get credit if you don't do it. But it was an interesting thought experiment that had us talking about a lot of different things, including that Michael Collins went to the moon but did not step on the moon. You know how sometimes coaches will say he was with Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong. And you know how sometimes coaches will say, we didn't get this far just to get this far. Well, Michael Collins did.
I was thinking about that when you first told me that there was a third guy there, period.
Yeah. Well, I found that out one time. I don't know why. And I've always committed it to memory because I figured I just had not a clairvoyance, but like something like you see something in the future that if I ever, there's going to be a time, maybe I'm doing bar trivia or maybe I'm on a nationally syndicated game show, where they're going to ask me, who was the third guy on Apollo 11? I'm going to say, I know this answer. It was Michael Collins. So I've committed that to memory just for that instance. And it's probably not going to pay off, but it did serve me handy tonight. It did serve me handy tonight. Robert is in Annapolis. The phone number that he dialed, 888-710-4ISN. Robert!
Or as I remember it, 888-710-4476. It's indelved in my mind. Anyhow, okay. I didn't really have a sports comment tonight, but this ending of the world got me thinking, and Carlos remembered this. Remember back, he said it was 2012, the Mayan calendar, there was this doomsday, the world was going to, and people took it seriously. They were selling everything they had. It was kind of a religious connotation to it, and then it came and went, and I went, so what happened with these people? So, of course, if we get a warning in 7 days, this asteroid's going to hit the Earth, and Carlos quits his job, and it doesn't hit us, does he get the job back?
Well, no, in 7 years. If an asteroid was, this is the question we asked on Thursday. If an asteroid is coming in 7 years and it's going to kill us years. All.
Well, I'm
do you quit your job tomorrow or do you work a few more checks?
Anyhow, on this LeBron thing, what's a bigger accomplishment? Getting your team to 10 championships and winning 4 of them, or getting your team to 6 championships and winning 6 of them? I mean, is it, you know, there's a lot to be said about winning those conference championships. Look.
I agree.
I'm not an NBA guy. LeBron James is a far superior basketball player than Michael Jordan was, okay?
Wow. Yeah, Michael.
He's just a physical. It's like Wilt Chamberlain syndrome. Wilt Chamberlain was a better physical basketball player than Bill Russell, but he didn't win as many championships. That doesn't mean he wasn't a better physical basketball player. So it's a team game. You got to factor that in. And a quick clarification at the beginning of your show, when you were talking about the Giants quarterback, you made a comment, or I thought you did, that the elder Archie Manning would have an issue if the, let's say the Giants were in a position to draft a young Archie Manning. Where's he, at Texas?
Yeah.
Well, why would that be an issue for the elder Archie Manning?
Well, because Eli was supposed to get drafted there, and then they didn't want to play there.
No, Eli.
Oh, God, I screwed that up. They didn't want to play in San Diego.
You. This is why you have to have an executive.
They didn't
producer.
Want to play in San Diego.
Correct.
I screwed up that whole thing.
Definitely. Yeah,
so we have to.
Why didn't you say anything?
Because my job is not to correct you. It's Robert's job.
Yes, it is.
My job is just to make sure that you don't go into dumb button territory.
Now we got to rerun the whole.
I screwed up a major thing about your own team, and you let it slide.
Right. Okay, first of all, you assumed that I was listening.
All right, let me get on. Archie Manning had an issue. I think it was with the general manager. I forget his name.
Yeah, that was San Diego.
But that's okay.
God, and that I brought up 3 hours ago. Do you know how many people have only, that's all they've ever heard of me is that little instance, and they're never going to listen again because they're like, this guy is stupid?
That's what correcting is for. Thank you for taking my call.
This is like making a correction on page A65 after a front page news story went wrong, Robert. Thanks for the call.
Are you professional or not?
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking there. Jeez. You're going to have to take that out of the podcast, and this too, for that matter.
I actually already put it up. I'm trying to get out of here. I'm tired. Oh, I'm sorry, we're on?
For some reason, I was thinking that they wanted to leave. I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
Yeah, I mean, in hindsight, what they wanted to force their way out of New York, but they got drafted by New York. Actually,
what happened was I saw a comment.
Giants.
Yeah, what happened was I saw a comment online that I clearly misinterpreted. So, like I was saying earlier, part of this show is I want to help expand your mind, and by getting things wrong, and I've said this before too. I try to get one thing wrong a night to make you guys feel smarter than me. Because I think that's an important thing, is for the host doesn't come off like I'm smarter than you. Because I'm not.
What the hell is his name?
I mean, in a lot of things, I'm a pretty smart person overall. But that doesn't mean I'm smarter than you. So I just want to, you know. My kid today is like, Daddy, I always beat you in basketball. And I was getting pissed.
What the hell did you just say to me?
I was like, kid, if I wanted to beat you to 100-0, I could. And he's like, don't do that. I like to, you know, every now and then remind or make you feel like you're a part of it. Alan's in Toronto. Alan, hey, buddy.
The 2007 New England Patriots went 16-0 and 18-1. And if they would have won the game, if it wasn't for the David Tyree catch, they would be 19-0, and they were far more dominant than the Miami Dolphins that went 17-0, 14-0 in the regular season. New England went 16-0 in the regular season, and Tom Brady had a much more dominant year than Bob Greasy. He's far more effective, but nobody talks about the 2007 New England Patriots, but everybody talks about the 1972 Dolphins. Another thing, too, Marv Levy was a four-time loser of the Super Bowl. Bud Grant was a four-time loser of the Super Bowl. Just to get the very fact that he went to the Super Bowl, you have to give him the credit.
No one talks about Marv Levy being a four-time, four-straight AFC championship winner.
I know, and Bud Grant, too. Yeah. Bud Grant, too. He went to the Super Bowl four times, lost four times. Nobody talked about them either. And, you know, Marv is still alive. Marv is 99. He'll be 100 in next August the 3rd. I've got my fingers crossed. I'd like to see him reach a centurion. And, you know, hats off to him. I hope he's listening. And, you know, on Interstate 80, I went from Cheyenne to Rock Springs. I'm not going to say that I've been to Cheyenne because I didn't stop there. Rock Springs, I didn't stop there either. But Laramie, I stopped, and I saw it very, very convincingly. I saw it very thoroughly. So, you know, am I going to say I was never in Cheyenne? No, I'm going to say I was. I've been to Cheyenne before, and I've been to Rock Springs, even though I didn't stop there. I went through them like they didn't exist. And a lot of people will say you were in Laramie, so you know you saw Laramie.
Well, I think it's different too, Alan. Thanks for the call. I got to get to the update, but I think it's different when you're driving. I'm going to loop in Pat Boyle if he doesn't mind.
Hi.
So you're maybe thinking what's happening? A lot of our conversation in this last hour has been courtesy of a quote that Doc Rivers gave, where he was asked, how do you deal with all the criticism you've received from the media and on social media for losing 3-1 series leads four times? And he says, I don't get enough credit for getting the three wins each time. And I like that he said that, because I've often argued that LeBron gets too much like scrutiny for losing finals when some of these teams either went up against a mighty foe in the Warriors, or that 2007 Cavs team never should have got there. So we were trying to figure out how much credit, if you run 24 miles of a marathon, do you get any credit for that? If you climb 9/10 of the way up Mount Everest, do you get any credit for that? And if you're Michael Collins, who is the third guy in Apollo 11 with Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, did you really go to the moon?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think I saw a tremendous tweet today, just and then I'll answer your question, but it was like when three out of the four legs in my parlay hit, and so I don't get enough credit for getting those first three legs. Yeah, look, you didn't run a marathon if you ran 24 miles. You almost ran a marathon. You almost climbed Mount Everest, but you didn't. And Doc Rivers almost won a bunch of more series, but he collapsed and choked. I think it's the fact that he was up 3-1 in so many of those. That's why he gets so much criticism. How can you lose three straight games that many times? How can you not make the coaching adjustments necessary for Game 7 or even Game 6? So look, I give
Would Doc- he be viewed as a better coach if he was up 2-1 and then they lost in six? Like, no, we never even talk about it then.
No, it's just the fact that he has come so close to closing out so many series only to then watch his team collapse. And look, I'm sure if it happens one or two times, yeah, maybe it's one of your star players don't show up. But when it happens, it's happened, what, five times to him?
Seven
times?
He's had a 3-1 or 3-2 leads. He's lost seven game sevens.
Number seven.
That's not a pattern. I mean, that's a pattern. That's a thing. He deserves credit for winning the three games at first. I did see that too. Like, if Doc Rivers had been swept five times, is that like, would that be more criticism? I don't know. But I do know that he has had a 3-1 lead now seven times and could not win the series. Like, that's a moniker that you will have to carry for the rest of your time.
The other thing that we were trying to debate, because Carlos and I think the answer is no. I've never driven through, and I've never been there in any other reason, but I have been to the Denver airport three times. Have I ever been to Colorado? One caller said, if your plane would have crashed, you would have died in Denver. And so that was great. And then another guy said, if you would have gotten thrown into a jail, you would have been in a Denver jail. But I think I've been to the Denver airport, but I've never been to Denver.
You've been to Denver. You just were only in the airport.
I don't know. I don't feel like the airport counts.
I got a better one for you, Bart.
Okay.
If you're in bed with your wife and you almost get her to where she needs to be, do you feel good about yourself?
I can't stop thinking about your wife.
I don't have a wife. I have a girlfriend.
That was a drop. do I feel good about myself? What if it...
Well, you would probably feel a lot better if you got that fourth game.
Yeah, but what if your three wins felt really good? It's very hard. What if you didn't feel like you needed to win a fourth game? Like, you want if I just had heavier balls. Come on, man. Tell right. Carlos your nutsack story. there's too many of these.
Yeah, too many.
You give him the clap. Okay. Thank you for your insight.
You're welcome.
As always.
Always happy to help.
And now for the real information of the show. For the first time this hour, real sports information, here is Pat Boyle. It is the Bart Winkler Show. Wrapping things up. We started on Tuesday as we head into Wednesday morning, where Mark Ryan will have you covered for the next 4 hours here on the Infinity Sports Network. Take you all the way up to Maggie and Perloff and their fine program. One of the things that happened in college basketball this weekend, that was a big deal, and it completely changed the landscape of the women's tournament, is the injury to Juju Watkins of USC. The sophomore got injured against Mississippi State. She played 5 minutes before she got hurt. And USC was still able to, you know, sometimes when a star gets hurt, the other teammates are able to use adrenaline or whatever it may be, survival mode, flight or fight. They got a big win. They won 96-59. But now their path becomes much tougher as they're going to try to continue on through this tournament. Their next opponent is Kansas State. And Juju Watkins will not... She's done. She's done for the tournament. And she's done for possibly much longer than that, which is a big deal as well. She is going to most likely miss a good chunk of next year, if not all of next season. ACL injury, they can take anywhere from 9 months to a year, except for that 1 year Rodgers tried to convince us that he was coming back in 3 months just to stay in the news. That was cool. We all believed him. But if she's on the shorter end of that time frame, she might be able to play next season, but she's got to factor in professional future, long-term health, all that kind of stuff, and then she could come back for her senior year and then leave for the draft. But it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with USC going forward. Certainly what's going to happen with Juju Watkins going forward, which is a massive shame. Because remember, one of the things that people were upset about with tournament schedulers was that there's going to be an Elite Eight matchup between Juju Watkins, USC, eventually, against Paige Beckers and UConn. And with Watkins being out, USC would just be lucky to make it that far. Their title odds have dropped all the way down. They're still a 25-1 shot, as is number two TCU. Despite being a number two seed, I don't see a lot of people talking about that team outside of, you know, certainly the people that give the most coverage to women's hoops. The other teams that we're looking at, UConn is now right now the title favorite, and then South Carolina are the two likely. They're at about 3-2, 7-4, like 2-1 odds. UCLA is a one seed, Texas a one seed, and then maybe Notre Dame. So a huge injury. It's a huge blow. I mean, we saw a lot of momentum into the tournament last year, and then because of Caitlin Clark's involvement, we got to learn about a lot of the other players, and Juju Watkins was sort of like, all right, she can carry the mantle for a couple years. Beckers is going to be eligible for the WNBA draft if she wants to go, which I believe she will. But then Juju Watkins was going to be like the next big star for the next couple of years. Not that she's not, but she won't be playing as many games in it and won't get this deep tournament exposure that helped so many of these others last year as well. So a really tough blow for USC. A tough blow for women's college hoops. There's still going to be plenty of good hoops to watch, but she was one of the top stars. And when one of the top stars get hurt in anything, it's no good. I want to thank Pat Boyle on the updates. I want to thank Carlos Ortiz as well. Mark Ryan coming up next on the Infinity Sports Network. This has been another episode of The Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to The Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.